This is Emily Detweiler, CEO of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. You are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here at the Jack Daniel's World Barbecue Invitational, right? I think of the epicenter of the barbecue world, here with the person who has her hand on the pulse of so much of the exciting stuff that's going to be happening in 2020, Emily Detweiler, the CEO, the new CEO of the KCBS. Emily, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been in and around this with all the work that you've done with Smithfield, familiar with all the competitions, all of the stuff that you've seen from such, I think, a big part of what is, you know, the meat side of the barbecue world. So talk a little bit about that. First off, congratulations on the gig. Excited to have you here. I think there's a lot of people in and around the sport that are excited about this. But talk about your background and how it kind of leads to the things you may do.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I came from Smithfield. I was the director of marketing for Fresh Pork there and really helped build up the overall barbecue program from working with pitmasters, working with contests, building a program where from a grant perspective, we gave money back to contests. Also creating contests for Smithfield. That was pretty fun. So, you know, I really understood it from the lens of the sponsors, from the teams, what they're looking for. So all of that, I think, is really going to serve me well. And coming to the Kansas City Barbecue Society side, it's really more up to now, to me, it's about all of that plus learning the judges and just how important that is to making sure we have fair and equitable contests.
So how did it happen? It's the kind of thing that I think from your side of things, there were probably moments when you're like, we should be doing this, or they should be doing that, or maybe it wouldn't be great if this was going on. Was it like that? Maybe you shared some thoughts and people said, Emily, you're making sense. Let's get together on this. Or was it because, and for the listeners, you know, a well-respected member of the barbecue situation, they just thought, like, Emily will know what to do. How did it happen?
Yeah, so I received a call from the board from Kansas City Barbecue Society, and they told me that they were looking for someone to come in quickly and find somebody to really help figure out what to do moving forward. And because of what I had done in the barbecue community, I was a natural fit, I guess. So it's an exciting task. It's a daunting task, but I'm up for the challenge.
You say an exciting task, and we talked a little bit about this off the air before. It's exciting times. I mean, you're seeing more barbecue, either situations, competitions, personalities featured on television. You're seeing a lot of the personalities that are at the top of the sport crossing over into kind of Main Street notoriety. And this is a kind of time where there is a transition. Did you see that too for KCBS? This is a time to really kind of make your mark and move forward or fall back. You know, it's one of two things.
Absolutely. So, you know, I really truly believe that it's truly an honor to have been tasked to help carry on the legacy that was really created by Carolyn and Gary Wells and Rick Welch, the co-founders of KCBS. But we're definitely at a pivotal time and we're at a good point, but we need to continue pushing to grow and be at a great point. So, you know, some of the things that I see are opportunities to get younger people involved in the sport, but also to, you know, to get people more excited about grilling in the backyard beyond the sport. So there's so many people that touch the sport that have greater influence to all of their friends, neighbors, churchgoers, you know, to whom they are the grilling and smoking expert. And those are the people we need to continue to inspire.
You think about KCBS and its kind of presence in the mind of the backyard people as the grilling and smoking expert. But KCBS has a lot of responsibility. I don't know if this is going to add to it, but for the world, yes. Right? The world sees KCBS as kind of that conduit, that ambassador for the American style barbecue, and certainly on the competition side. Talk a little bit about it. I know we're going to have future episodes where we'll focus even more, but your thoughts about that as it means more things to more people around the world.
Absolutely. So, you know, the Kansas City Barbecue Society, even in our bylaws, we really talk about the fact that we're America's barbecue expert and preserving and educating the world in terms of barbecue as America's culinary cuisine. So I think that's really broad, and that goes beyond competition barbecue. I've had a great time here at the Jack to be able to spend some time with our international outreach team, as well as with some of the international teams representing 20 countries here at this contest. So, and KCBS is in 40 countries around the world. Over 40. So, you know, you think about that, and yes, it's a huge task. So I'm trying to wrap my head around what we are doing in other countries and what we can do, and definitely welcome to ideas.
Last thing on this, you talk about the world. The world has come to Lynchburg, the barbecue universe. This is the epicenter of it, converging here. And so your thoughts on this, like, you're here experiencing it, you've done it on the competition side and on the Smithfield side, but here as kind of the standard bearer for KCBS, seeing it really at its highest level, for the listeners that have never been here that want to make that pilgrimage down that road trip to Lynchburg, talk a little bit about the Jack and why it's so special.
Yeah, so the Jack is special for a few reasons. It's been going on for over 30 years now, and it's really the best of the best, but yet there's still an element of surprise. So from a team perspective, you know...
Not just the weather.
Yeah, right, not just the weather. So you have to earn your way to get here. So you've either won an automatic 7, lucky 7 for Jack Daniels, or you've had your bung called or pulled for your state based on winning grand championships in states across the country. So, you know, it really is a strong competitive field here for the Masters Series teams. Also fun to have the Shade Tree teams here, a bit more on the amateur side, and then the international teams. But really what I've learned now stepping into my role with the Kansas City Barbecue Society is it is every bit as exciting for the judges who get to come and judge this contest as it is for the teams who get to cook it. So it really is a special contest. The other thing I've learned on this side of the aisle, I guess, is that the judges take their job just as seriously as the pitmasters do, and they really want to make sure that they are giving those cook teams a fair and equitable representation.
It's great. I got to say it as a multi-year judge, right? You do take it seriously because this is history. You know, for a lot of these teams, it's their careers, their passion, and this is their little piece of immortality here, and to be a part of helping make sure that it's done right is great to be partnered up as a judge, of course, with KCBS. So I know we're going to talk a bunch down the road, especially as we get into the 2020 season. And all the cool things that you've got, no pun intended, cooked up for KCBS. But Emily, until then, you know, thanks so much for what you're doing. Excited to meet you. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. One other thing I forgot to mention is that I got to be, you speak about history at the Jack, I got to help distribute the Magic Hickory Nuts yesterday with Artie Davis and that crew. And let me tell you, that was something very special.
So Artie, you know, we've had him on the program before. He is a piece of history for it. But isn't it weird? Okay, so here you are, the present and the future for KCBS. And he was there, the guy who originated, who penned the actual oath that all of the judges take from the inception. It's sort of, I don't want to say full circle because the circle's continuing, but how cool is that?
It is so cool. And I take that very, you know, seriously. I think it's so exciting to be a part of it. And I got to help Artie and Paul Kirk put Jasper into the fire last night. You know, there's just so many great historical, traditional, and superstitious things between the teams, the judges, the reps, etc. And it really is fun to be a part of it.
Not only that, while they're taking it seriously, but also going to be building, and we know, a lot of fun into KCBS going forward. Thanks so much.
Thank you.